Oh, I wouldn't have believed it, but this is much, much worse than shadow stepping.
I'm sorry, Mother, but we can't afford to slow down. Without shadow stepping or flight, traveling is so much slower. Any vampire hunters that hear rumors about us could easily catch us by surprise.
Well, are we certain flying is entirely out of the question? Perhaps we could take turns carrying the fledgling with us. It has to be easier than just running.
I'm not very good at flying yet. There's no way I'd be able to stay aloft while carrying someone. And that means you would have to be the carrier the whole time, which I'm certain wouldn't be any easier than this. Plus, we'd be more exposed. Nothing catches the eye like three human-sized creatures soaring overhead, especially when you're looking for it.
I hate how much sense that makes. Why don't we just go back to the palace? We'd be safer there.
The palace? Mother, the palace collapsed, remember?
Collapsed? What an absurd thing to say. My palace was built to carry on through the ages. It would never just collapse.
Oh no. Mother, I think you're relapsing.
I feel fine. In fact, everything is much clearer now than it has been lately. Yes, I definitely think we need to go back. If we hurry, it will only take 3 nights or so.
Only if we shadow stepped, which you know we cannot do. And Mother, the palace isn't there. We can't go back.
We'll be fine. Yes, I'm sure shadow stepping would alert the vampire hunter again. But what can he do once we're back home? We have an entire army to protect us. Come to think of it, I don't know why we ever left. Everything is just perfect there. We have everything we could possibly need. Let's just go back.
I don't understand. Why is this happening, fledgling? She was doing so well. I thought we had moved on past this. Stress? Yes, I see. So you think that the stress of being hunted is making her seek safety in madness, like before? I suppose. Yes, that must be it. Any thoughts about what to do?
Listen to you, talking about me like I'm not even here. And what do you mean, madness? I think I remember talking about madness before. But are you sure it wasn't you who was mad? Maybe both of you have lost your minds and I've just been following you around the countryside for no good reason, In fact, I'm positive that's what happened. I'm returning to my palace and both of you are coming with me. I won't accept no for an answer. Come along now.
Oh, this is going to be a pain. I just know it. Mother, do you remember the talk we had? Back at the inn, we were talking about trust.
Yes. Yes. See how much better it is when you trusted my judgment? You should do so now.
Trust goes both ways, Mother. I trusted you, now you need to trust me again. And not just me, the fledgling and I both want what's best for you, but you need to let us help you.
Et tu, fledgling? Do I have to drag you both back by force? That's valid, I suppose, but am I really mad? Did I forget? I don't want to believe you, but something about your words is familiar.
I'm sorry, Mother, but the fledgling is telling the truth. We think that all the stress of fleeing has done this. But you overcome far worse. I'm certain this too will pass.
Perhaps. Perhaps I'll wait a little bit then. We'll see whether you're telling the truth.
Thank goodness. Well, it's clear that we can't just keep wandering from place to place. It's too hard on Mother. Do you have any ideas of somewhere we could use as a sanctuary, fledgling? Well, that's a problem then. What to do? Oh, well, I did hear of something once. A city of vampires built as a safe haven, Eventide.
That's absurd. If such a place existed, I would have certainly heard about it.
You're a bit out of the loop, Mother. It was founded nearly 1,000 years ago, but that's still more recent than the fall of the kingdom.
Fall of the kingdom? What are you... Never mind. Regardless, it sounds far too good to be true. If there truly is a city built for vampires, then why didn't you go there before? Why spend your life wandering around like this instead?
Well, it's just like you say, it sounds far too good to be true. I've always assumed that it was a trap meant to lure vampires to their deaths.
Ah, I see. Very shrewd of you, my dear. Still, if what you've told me is true, then we can't afford to remain exposed like this. My current state is problematic if I really have lost touch with reality. Better to walk into a trap you expect than to blunder into an unexpected one because we're distracted.
Even in the grip of madness, you are far wiser than me, Mother. I'll confess, I've actually been steering us in the direction of Eventide's rumored location. I've never dared to go alone, but surely 3 vampires can handle anything thrown our way.
Well, I suppose that's our best option. Let's hurry up and get there, then. I'm still exhausted. How close are we?
If we hurry, we can get there by tonight.
Perfect. Now let's get moving before... Do you hear that?
It's the hunter. Run! The city should be along this river. Come on, fledgling. Hurry!
How does he keep catching up to us? That's definitely the same one as before. After we stopped shadow-stepping, we should have been able to lose him.
I think it's the horse. I can practically smell the magic radiating from it. It must be some sort of enchanted breed.
Supernaturally fast, then. And that's probably how he followed us while we were shadow-stepping, too. Do you think we can outrun it?
I'm not sure, but I doubt it. He's managed to catch up to us over such a long distance. I think we should split up.
Split up? No, I'm not leaving you alone, Bella. We'll stand and fight if we have to.
Our best chance is for at least one of us to make it to Eventide. If it is real, we can get help. This is an experienced vampire hunter. We shouldn't try to fight him. Between all of us, the only weapon we have is my dagger. Here's what I think we should do. You take the fledgling and fly across the river, and I'll take to the sky too, staying on this side. I'm armed, and although I'm not as strong as a flyer, I'll be faster since I don't have to carry someone. Hopefully he won't try to ford through the river just to get to you. I should be able to stay ahead of him long enough to let you get help. It's okay, fledgling. Go with my mother. She'll make sure you're all right. I'll meet up with you as soon as I can.
I don't like this, but then I'm not sure how much choice we have. All right. Take care, Bella. Shh. It's all right, Fledgling. She's a strong girl. Everything is a little overwhelming right now, but I do trust her. She's not planning on sacrificing herself. We'll save her. Say, do you see that? Yes, there on the horizon. It looks like... it's a city. Is that Eventide? I can hardly believe it's real. Come along, fledgling. We have to hurry. This is all so overwhelming. I just want to go home, really. I want to curl up in my luxurious bed, in my study, in my sturdy, safe place. I want everything else to just disappear. Perhaps that's all it is. All these memories I have of living in the palace for the last millennium. Perhaps they're a wish. I just want so badly to have things go back to the way they used to be. To be whole and happy and successful with my family by my side. I want it more than anything in the whole world. I know it's a vain wish, really. If that's really all it is, then I'm rejecting what little I actually have in favor of an illusion. Oh, how did I fall so far? Thank you, fledgling. It means the world to me, hearing you say that. You really shook up my world, you know that? 1,200 years of perfection. And then you utterly shattered it in a day. Suddenly, everything was confusing, strange, and yet invigorating. I wasn't truly living until you came along. We're going to rescue Bella, and then perhaps we can find a place for ourselves in that city, a new life. Let's just... this crossbow bolt is tipped with silver. Yes, it's just as harmful to vampires as it is to werewolves. I'm all right. It's just... it hit my shoulder, although the silver is going to make magic hard to use. I'm afraid we won't be flying anymore. Come on, we can still run.
Oi! Stand down, vampires! Know when you're beaten. It's time for you to rest. I'm here to tuck you in.
I've had enough rest. More than a millennium of it. I'm going to live.
You can't live. You're already dead. Your body just hasn't caught up yet. Don't make this harder than it has to be.
What did you do with my Bella?
I shot a silver bolt through her leg. I'm not going to waste time fighting her while you're running away. I'll take care of her later.
Fledgling, I'm too slow now. You have to run to the city. Everything's going to be okay. Just run as fast as you can. Go, fledgling, run!
Foolishness. You're young! Can't be more than a couple of weeks dead. You're not gonna get far with that bolt in your leg. But you'll be easy enough to put down, so I won't wait. Gonna take care of you quickly. Then I'll get back to your friends. And you could burn in hell. Rah! And while you're down, I'll send you there myself!
Attraverso questa santanzione, possa il Signore nella sua gloria e giudizio condannate con i fuochi dello spirito caduto. Il Signore che ci libera dal peccato ci libera da te, in nome del Padre, et Fili, e Spirito Santi. Amen.
Back off! He's off his horse! Go, fledgling!
We'll handle him. Stay strong. You can do it. As for you, Hunter, you're going to see what the world's greatest vampire family is capable of.
Hey, relax. We saw you coming. What's the big emergency? Oh, that is an emergency. Look alive, we got a vampire hunter. Don't worry, we'll help your friends. Here, I'll carry you. You just show us where they are, okay?
Stay off her, you...
Mother! I'll kill you. You hurt my mother, you...
Stay back. Reinforcements are here.
Fledgling, you did it.
Alright, okay. Take it easy. I'll leave. Right now. You win.
The day I let a vampire hunter get away is the day I hang up my sword. Eventide will never forgive a murderer like you drawing so close to us. First squad, after him. Second squad, with me. Let's get these vampires to safety.
Oh, Mother, are you all right? That was a silver blade.
I think I'm all right.
I think she's gonna pull through, but she needs blood. Come on, there's more than you could ever drink inside. Well, what are you all waiting for? Get out the stretcher!
I can't believe we lasted against him. In my prime, I'm sure I could have beaten him easily, but... no weapon, no armor, weakened by silver. That was nearly the end of me.
You are incredible, Mother. You are still in your prime, or you will be once you shake off the rust.
You're so brave, Fledgling. You ran on that injured leg all the way to the city. You'll be a powerful vampire someday. And now... now, someday is something we can hope for. No more living in the past. No more struggling to survive in the present. Finally, we can actually think about the future.
I never thought I'd have a future with you, Mother. Thank you, Fledgling, for reuniting me with my mother and helping us reach a safe haven.
Yes, thank you. You've more than earned your place with us. As far as I'm concerned, you are family. Closer, even. Whatever happens from now on, we will handle it together. Boop! Shh, it's all right, Fledgling. She's a strong girl. Everything is a little overwhelming right now, but I do trust her. She's not planning on... blah, 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 blah. So much exposition. And then we get down to... Fledgling, I'm too slow. Save me. Run to the city. Oh, there's horse galloping. Oh, goodness. Oh. And then the vampire hunter says, foolishness. You're young. Can't be more than a couple weeks dead.
Back off. He's off his horse. Go, Fledgling.
We'll handle him. Stay strong. You can do it. As for you, Hunter, you're going to see what the world's greatest vampire family is capable of. There's running, and then knocking, and then the guard. And then more running. Stay off of her, you...
Mother! I'll kill you. You hurt my mother, you...
And then the guard. Weakly. Fledgling, you did it. And then the vampire hunter, then the guard. Horse galloping.
Oh, Mother, are you all right? That was a silver blade.
I think... I think I'm all right. And then the guard.
You are incredible, Mother. You are still in your prime. Or you will be once you shake off the rust.
Oh, you missed a line.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Where?
I can't believe we lasted right before that.
No, that was you.
Oh. Oh, goodness.
I can't believe we lasted, Mother! That's your line!
I can't believe you skipped my line! Oh, wait, that's my line.
Don't worry!
All good. Go ahead and read your last line there.
Which one? The one that I just did, or the one that actually is my last line?
I never thought.
Okay. I never thought I'd have a future with you, Mother. Thank you, fledgling. Thank you for reuniting me with my mother and helping us reach a safe haven.
You want to read that one again?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I never thought I'd have a future with you, Mother. Thank you, fledgling, for reuniting me with my mother and helping us reach a safe haven.
Excellent. Thank you.
So many bloopers.
Oh, yeah.
You skipped a line. Did I really?